40 acres, and a mule. Amelia Island's immersion in the wages of slavery and the fruits of war was just getting started. As soon as federal ships and troops captured Amelia Island in March 1862, it became a haven for more than 1,000 people fleeing slavery. By July 1862, there were an estimated 1,500 refugees, runaway slaves, in Union-occupied Fernandina. They were often referred to as contrabands, since they were considered private property. Men were recruited to serve in the colored infantry regiments, which were led, of course, by white men. The 4th Infantry Regiment of the U.S. Colored Troops was organized in Fernandina in July 1863. When the Union forces occupied Fernandina, the Confederates abandoned the island. On January 16, 1865, Union General William T. Sherman issued Special Field Order No. 15, which confiscated as federal property a strip of coastal land extending 30 miles inland from the Atlantic and stretching from Charleston, South Carolina, 245 miles south to Jacksonville, Florida. The order gave most of the roughly 400,000 acres to the 18,000 newly emancipated enslaved families and other black people living in the area, dividing it into parcels of not more than 40 acres. Those lands became the basis for the slogan, 40 acres and a mule, based on the belief that ex-slaves throughout the old Confederacy would be given the confiscated lands of former plantation owners. The orders were intended to address the immediate problem of settling and supporting the tens of thousands of black refugees. General Sherman issued his order 4 days after meeting with 20 local black ministers and lay leaders, as well as the U.S. Secretary of War, Edwin M. Stanton, in Savannah, Georgia. Within 6 months, 40,000 people who had been enslaved had moved to the 400,000 acres of coastal land. They formed their own civic and educational institutions. Finally, they established their own militia to protect themselves from the Ku Klux Klan and other former Confederates. After Vice President Andrew Johnson assumed the presidency in April after Lincoln's assassination, he issued a proclamation that returned the lands to the former Confederate owners who took a loyalty oath. Johnson granted amnesty to most former Confederates and allowed the rebel states to elect new governments. These governments, which often included ex-Confederate officials, soon enacted black codes, measures designed to reestablish control over and repress the formerly enslaved population. Pardons were given to the Confederate veterans, but the new government did not give protection of black rights politically and economically, creating the beginning of another long nightmare of segregation and discrimination.